Let's go to Matt in Oakland. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Hey, Steiny, what's up, Guru?
Hey. You know what? Hold on. Blunt may have punched the opposing player.
He did that, too.
He did both?
He's a bad man.
Anyway. You already know. Okay, what's up, Matt? How you doing?
Yeah, nice. Three things real quick. One, I don't get why it isn't like baseball. You step on the court, you're done. You're out. Period. That's what they should do. Two, I'm worried about tonight. I think Udoku's a punk, and he is training these kids to be dirty. I'm really worried about somebody getting hurt tonight. I really am. But it is fun again. And then lastly, how about some love for Dunleavy? My goodness.
You know what?
They're getting mean.
Good point. Continue, my boy.
Well, okay, we got a 19th pick and a 52nd pick who are giving meaningful minutes in the playoffs. He got Butler without giving up his main asset. I think the guy's been fantastic, and I think that's part of the reason that things are looking up. I still think the Western Conference Finals is probably as far as they're ever going to get, but that would be fantastic, and it's just great that basketball's fun again. And I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm with you, Guru, man. College is okay, but this is my March Madness.
There you go, man.
I'm just eating it up. It's wonderful. All right, fellas, enjoy the game. Have a good one.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. Appreciate the call. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And I think that was a... terrific call.
On Dunleavy.
And maybe it's time to talk about Mike Dunleavy. And to my way of thinking, obviously the Butler trade has helped turn this thing around, but now you got to go back to when he started and the Brandon Pajemski pick. It looks like it's a really good pick for a guy at 19. Those are not sure things. I'm trying to think of some old, you know, who was a 18th or 19th pick, a guy like Kevin Huerter. Well, I think Pods has a chance to be better than Kevin Huerter.
I would agree with that.
Trying to think who else. For example, I'm pretty sure that the San Antonio Spurs at 18 took Lonnie Walker 1 year. Well, I think Pods has a chance to be better than Lonnie Walker. So the Pods pick looks like it's going to be a really, really solid pick.
And the decision, if this really went down and they coveted him to where he wasn't included in any trade, don't forget that or omit that, Stoney, because that's how strong they thought about Pods. And it looks like they were right.
Think about that for a minute, Warrior fans.
And I was laughing like, what are you doing?
And that's how things can change.
Wow.
I mean, remember the ridicule that the Warriors front office received for the perception, and I don't even know if it was true or not, but even if, let's assume it was true, you know what? The Warriors are right. They should have never given up a guy like Pods for Markkanen.
Yeah.
No chance.
Wow.
I mean, I can't believe I'm saying that, but... the reality is it wouldn't have just been, yeah, Pajemski for Markkanen straight up. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But no, you're not getting.
They didn't want to include him at all.
Well, if that's the case, they were right. Because who's Lauri Markkanen?
Man. We talked about my wins, but I will take my L. Zach LaVine. We can keep going. But the bottom line, too, is you keep bringing up the Butler trade, and I understand it. It will go down in infamy. But, Stoney, it's the cost. It's what I thought they would have to spend to go get a Rolls Royce or a Bentley. And they were able to do it, do I dare say, just from a basketball standpoint, half the price by being able to hang on to a guy like Pods and Moody and Kuminga at the time.
Right.
And just whoa.
Right. And the only reason they got him at half price was because he had become a malcontent in Miami.
Yeah.
And the Warriors pounced. And they probably would have had to give up a lot more if Butler were in good standing.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, he wouldn't even be being on the market then.
Now we get to Quentin Post.
I forgot a QP.
And I just love the way the organization has dealt with Quentin Post. He didn't play for the Warriors for the first half of the season. He comes in as a rookie. He practices some with the Warriors, but he goes and plays in the G League. And he gets up to speed, and he gets used to life in the NBA and all the travel and all that stuff. And here comes January, and guess what? Now your rookie's ready to play. And he's played, and he's contributed. I mean, nobody knew who Quentin Post was when they drafted him. And I'll even take it a step further, and I know he's not playing much right now. But if you draft somebody in the 50s and they're still on your team, I think that's a good pick. And I'm talking about Trayce Jackson-Davis, even. Like, he's helped him at times this year. I don't think he's necessarily a great player, but if you look at NBA drafts, the guys who get picked in the 50s, very rarely do they end up on an NBA team, or let alone in an NBA team in their rotation. So, listen, from where the Warriors were a couple years ago, I didn't think they could be here right now after 2 years. It was, you know, everything was looking like it was starting to trend downward, and the Butler trade has made Pods look better and Post look better.
Curry.
And that's where they're at right now.
Kerr, everybody.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Sinkhole in San Francisco. What's up, Sinkhole?
Hey, good afternoon, folks. Yeah. Good afternoon, Stani and Guru. I love your show.
Thanks, man.
I just wanted to chime in. I'd like to see better defense from Pods. And I'd like to, you know, not to throw him under the bus, but he's kind of like our Russell Westbrook in a sense. Listen, he's going to get your stats because he's scrappy. But, I mean, just one play kind of magnifies what he needs to do. Not only better shot selection, but on defense, he got lost on a switch. And then back on offense on the play after that, he chucks up a three, bricks the three, and then he fouls. I think Van Fleet, I think it was. So, I mean, all of that encapsulates what he actually absolutely needs to work on. I know we're stuck with picking up the pieces and this is what we got to do. But, hey, this summer you need to lock in with Steph and you need to lock in with Draymond and get your defense better. Number two, I think we need to get more slashing. I love to see GP2 the game before last because he was slashing and he was just – I mean, he even got props from his dad. We need more slashing. I know we're playing an inside-outside ball, which is great, but only play inside-outside if we got real shooters on the edge. Which is Steph. Steph's the real shooter. But can we get some more slashing tonight? Can we get GP earlier than before? And then lastly, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this whole Jokic would be better than Moses Malone or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in their era. I think that's a crock. I said Jokic was good, but he was having problems with Zubac, and everybody saw it.
The stretch he was talking about with Pods. Pods took a bad heat check three.
I remember.
From the top of the circle. And then committed a bad foul on Van Vliet, and then something else happened at the other end.
Yeah.
Right, but the reason that he can play through a bad sequence or Kerr sticks with him through a bad sequence is Pods has shown already in a year or two that he also makes plays that help winning. And you can live with a couple bad stretches or bad sequences if overall you're a positive, and there's no doubt that at least last game, overall, Pods was a big-time positive.
And let's just go up. In a year that didn't culminate in any playoffs, I'm just saying this shocks me, man. The dude, Brandon P., led the team in plus-minus. And you're talking about, forget the record, you're talking about a team with Draymond, Steph, and Looney, and likes of that, you know, thick guys like that. So that lets you know that, you know, the smarts are there. He's not perfect. And I get him on defense. But he didn't break up the sequence the caller did this last game where I thought help was a big play in the game. Stein, he gets beat off the dribble by Van Vliet, but has the know-how to stay with the play, hustle, and blocks it from behind. But when he said slashing, I'll do it today, my first time. Stein, I just think of that's why the Kuminga not making an impact hurts. If the guy just could have figured that out, I'll run the baseline. I'll cut like GP2. That's why it hurts. It's like, dare I say, Stani, that sounds easy, but it makes it worse that he couldn't pick that up.
To me,
I'm sorry, I had to do it, man. Slashing.
I mean, I think
the baseline.
I mean, I think if you watch the Warriors and you watched him in this postseason, you know why Kuminga's not playing,
man.
And one of the reasons Kuminga's not playing is because, like, he can't, like, he hasn't learned how to be a role player. He only knows how to be a focal point type of a player.
But you've never done that here, though.
Who?
As far as been the focal type of you've never been the dude.
Butler. He was before Butler got here. I mean, they were. I mean, he's not never been the one.
Okay, I got you. No, they depended on him. Yeah.
No, I'm saying all he does is score. That's all he does, and he hasn't been efficient this year as he has in the past with scoring. Yeah. So, like Steve Kerr saying, "Hey, I know you like to score, and that's probably the thing you do best." But
damn.
You got to rebound,
right?
You got to defend, and if he's not doing that, then he can't. But he can't. He can't. He doesn't know how to be a role player. He only knows how.
Wow.
Ball in my hands, I can get something done. And, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, hell, Pods, over the course of, like, I can't believe I'm saying this, but if Pods plays 30 minutes and Kuminga plays 30 minutes, I don't necessarily think Kuminga's a significantly better scorer. Or, well, you know, if they both play 30 minutes, yeah, okay, Kuminga will get you 18. Pods will get you 15. What's the difference? 3 points, and then Pods gives you so many more things outside of shooting and scoring, man, that Kuminga doesn't.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors Rockets, game 5 tonight. It's a 4:30 tip off, so it's a little earlier than the games have been tipping off. What are your expectations from the Golden State Warriors tonight, knowing they have a 3-1 lead,
yeah,
and Houston's going to be very, very desperate.